Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Laura McMillan.
Great, thanks, Donna. Hello.
Hello. And I'm speaking to you. You are in Prague. Where are you speaking from?
I'm currently speaking from the spa at the Mandarin Oriental in Prague.
Excellent. And you are the spa manager there.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the spa manager here. I moved here in January. I've been here for about 9 months now.
Excellent. And where were you before that?
Before that, I was based at the Mandarin Oriental in London. I was there for 7 years. I started off at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel, working in the spa for 3.5 years, and then transferred over to One Hyde Park, which is the first Mandarin Oriental residences in Europe, for the opening of the residences and of the leisure facility, and was there for 3 years. That was pretty exciting time. Challenging, but exciting time.
Yeah, and what are those like? What are the residences like?
Incredible. The most luxurious apartments I think you'll find, not only in Europe, but I think you could probably say globally. 86 apartments, and we had leisure facilities of 10,000 square metres that the residents and their guests and tenants were able to use. So it was great. We had a pool, a gym, squash court, treatment room, studio. So that was quite exciting.
Mm. And then you have been moved to Prague. And what's your role at the Mandarin Oriental in Prague?
Here I manage a team of 15. We have, our facility includes 7 treatment rooms, including a Thai room. We have a fitness centre, with sauna, and we also have steam rooms within the spa, part of our heat and water facilities. And my role is really to drive the business forward. So we've had a little bit of movement over the last 9 months, or even the first 6 months of my move here, just to restructure and bring the right people in to do the right job, which now that's all in place. So it's a good time to be looking at marketing and trying to drive the business in the right way. So being the top spa in Czech Republic, I think it's just about getting our name out there, and we really are a top 5-star property, so and facility. So the more people know about us, the better.
And what is the Thai room? What happens in the Thai room?
In the Thai room, we have one specialized therapist that comes in and performs the Thai massage. Thai massage is about focusing on pressure points in the body and doing lots of stretching. So it's quite a non-invasive therapy, where we have special little Thai pajamas that you wear, and it's quite specialised and quite specific, very specific pressure points related to areas of tension that needs to be released. So it's nice, there are people that don't always like to get fully undressed for a treatment, so having something like Thai massage or perhaps facial or reflexology or something like that is a very non-invasive way, but very effective treatment to have.
Because I went to the Mandarin Oriental spa, but it was
You came to the one here in Prague?
Yes, I did. Prior to your arrival, and it was a very lovely and luxurious experience. But what is what's your clients say? Because a lot of people go to Prague for a weekend break, And it would be lovely, you know, to come in and get a treatment because it's also in a beautiful square. I know it very well. Sort of at the foot of the Charles Bridge.
That's right.
On the castle side, for anyone who...
I know. Great location.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a stunning location.
Well done for remembering as well.
Yeah. So what is, someone coming, booking in, what would their experience be?
So the client or guest journey starts with entering into the reception. So the Mandarin Oriental Prague is built on an old monastery. The spa part is built on the oldest part, which is an old Renaissance chapel built in the 14th century. So we still have a lot of the original features here in our reception area, which is absolutely stunning. And what a perfect place to build a spa. So when the guests arrive, they enter into the main part of the building, which is the reception area. And we have a tea and foot ritual that occurs. So the guest is given a little tray of a scented, warm scented towel and one of our seasonal teas, and they fill out a consultation form. We change over the shoes for slippers, and then the guest is escorted through to the changing area where they have plenty of amenities and robes, slippers, towels to change into. And then they relax in the tea lounge, where we have a variety of refreshments, magazines, newspapers, where they can relax before the treatment starts. And that's where the therapist comes to pick them up before they go through to the treatment room.
Fantastic. So for those of us who may not make it over to Prague, all right. Not everyone's jetting off to Prague for the weekend. What do you recommend either at the Mandarin Oriental in London or anywhere else in London? What a really great rejuvenating, both relaxing and enlivening spa treatment can you recommend?
I think the best thing to do if you're coming to Mandarin Oriental Prague, or you're going to London, or actually you're going to any of the Mandarin Oriental spas, I would say the best thing to do is to book in for a 2-hour time ritual. And that gives you lots of flexibility because the treatment time is totally tailor-made for you on the day. So you don't need to decide. You know that you want to come for a spa treatment when you go. I know what I'm like. When I go to a hotel, the first thing I want to do is book in my spa treatment. But then if you're doing it in advance, you don't always know what you're going to want or how you're going to feel on the day. So a time ritual will allow you that flexibility. You'll be booked in with one of our most qualified therapists. So they have the flexibility of alternating whatever kind of treatment that you would like. So that could be something from, like, for example, perhaps you want to start off with a full body scrub, a really nice way of cleansing, preparing the skin for the oils, for whatever body treatment you're going to have afterwards. So you could start off with a full body scrub, then move on to an hour's body massage, and then you could complete the treatment time with a facial. Here in Prague, we use aromatherapy associate, and then we also use the anti-aging skincare Delia Christensen, who are from based in Australia.
That sounds fantastic.
That would be my recommendation.
Excellent. And how much would that run me in Prague?
Okay, so we're working in Czech crown. Mm-hmm. So if you were to book in for a 2-hour time ritual, that would be 5,400 crowns. So if you were to, based on an exchange rate of about 34 for the pound, so you're looking at about £160.
that's not bad for 2 hours.
Which is actually not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and you throw some tea in there and some
yeah,
some products.
Some fruit, some nuts.
It's a bargain.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Laura. We look forward to hearing more about your experience in Prague and elsewhere and beyond.
Yes, that would be lovely. Well, thank you very much for your time and for having me.
RadioGorgeous.com